Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Monica Morrow for her take on the most discussed issues in breast surgical oncology, and she began by commenting on her recent editorial in the Journal of Surgical Oncology entitled, "The Current Status of Breast Cancer Chemo Prevention, A Star is Born." The paper referred to the results of the so-called STAR trial of the NSABP, which demonstrated equivalent chemo prevention of infiltrating breast cancer with tamoxifen and raloxifene in postmenopausal women, but with a major safety toxicity advantage to raloxifene. Dr. Morrow began by providing an overview of the field.
Chemo prevention is something that both funding agencies and medical organizations have held up as an important ideal, but in practice, it really hasn't come to pass very much. And we started with tamoxifen, which is a drug which certainly produces a 50% risk reduction in breast cancer development in women who are at increased risk and an even greater risk reduction in those who are at risk on the basis of atypical hyperplasia on the order of about 80%. But because of the side effect profile of tamoxifen, which at least in postmenopausal women, there is some valid reason for concern because of the risk of endometrial cancer and blood clots in particular, there was never wide uptake of tamoxifen by healthy women.